This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all about the water or the heat. In Palm Springs, at one point, they told people, look, there's no way in or no way out. And even the 911 lines temporarily down. People were trapped and were scared and were worried. I-10, a nightmare. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are safe, sound, and warm. Well, not too warm. Not the 80 million that are melting. People who feel like they're melting across the U.S. and are complaining so much about the heat. Yes, there's always been heat in the summer. There's always been people that have complained. We get those how hot is it jokes. But I think this is the most that I've ever heard people talk about just how awful, awful, awful it is, and then what's going on with their electric bills and then the concerns over the grid. But the concern in California, it was like twofold, because in Southern California, you also had an earthquake. Yeah, so the earthquake was 5.1 on the Richter scale, no deaths or anything like that. There were people that were shook up, though, because they were watching as the rain was massively coming down, and right in the beginning of that, people in areas like Ventura, Westlake Village, all those Southern California, Ojai is where it was centered, they could feel it. And Californians understand what it means when things start to shake and some things fall off shelves and how big is it going to be and what's going to happen. You don't know in that moment. But five is significant enough that you would see some things that fall off of fall off of walls and bars where things fall off the top shelves and that kind of thing. And that did happen, but nothing quake-related death-wise. And there were people that were scared and trapped because of the water. There were a couple people who died. Luckily, that number was low. So it was the tropical storm of Hillary, the hurricane that then became the tropical storm that drenched Southern California. And like I said, Palm Springs especially had one of the worst hits of all. Dozens of cars in the Coachella Valley trapped Interstate 10 for about 20 miles. So that's pretty significant. They got 3.18 inches of rain. Fifth wettest day in the city's history. Weather records there go back to the late 1800s. The photos and the video from there, incredible. In Los Angeles, along the coastal area, same thing. You had some places where they were washed out. You had mudslides that made it really, that triggered mudslides that made debris fly and made it really, really tricky for people to navigate. So they had record-breaking downpours even overnight. But there might not be deaths for the most part, but there was widespread damage. There were so many people in so many counties that got hit. We're talking 84 years, the first tropical storm to make landfall in Cali for the first time in 84 years. Yeah. So down power lines, debris, cleaning up, trees hitting houses in a couple of places, mud left behind in other places in California. So that becomes cleanup the next day. And then people during it fighting the elements, a lot of cars who ended up hydroplaning and smashing into other cars or narrowly missing them. That happened on a couple of the freeways in California. And it was really crazy to watch and see what was happening there. And then that earthquake that they got late in the afternoon too, as well. The Maui wildfires, the other thing that we've been talking about for almost 2 weeks, it'll be 2 weeks on Tuesday officially. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden toured the damage in Lahaina because of the recent fire. The governor thanked the president for the federal government's response to the disaster, said, "Our hearts are broken now. It's up to 114. That's the new official number. I just got 114 people have died in the disaster. 800 are still missing because there's areas that they're still going through in looking for people and then trying to identify them as well as that happens. And it's picking up the pieces. So that picking up the pieces is pretty difficult because you have so many people that are displaced and you've got hundreds of families that are in hotel rooms, for example, or they're at different shelters and they're supposed to be temporary, but how quickly can there be housing on this island? And lots of people are helping and lots of people are getting water and clothes and supplies and everything you can imagine to people who have lost everything in a fire, but a whole town the way that it was in Lahaina, you can just multiply the needs. The needs are very, very great. And then it becomes the war of words, because the other side of this is Maui especially is heavily dependent on tourists. There were places in Maui that did not get hit by the fire, but they got hit by unemployment because people canceled trips. So trips where they were going to go scuba diving, they were going to go on boats, they were going to go watch the turtles, go watch the whales, canceled, canceled, canceled. And that meant that some of those tour companies had to immediately lay people off. So when you look at the photos and you see the sad tragedy of Lahaina, and you know, you hear the stories and of the survivors, which those are amazing, where people were in the water for 5 hours and then were rescued by boats that just tried to get through the gunk because it was so thick, the smoke and everything else. But and then we hear about the workers in the morgue operations and how they have to load body bags into refrigerated trailers because, of course, there's not enough space at the morgue. You have to have whatever kind of containers that you can. The other thing is, like I said, is the tourism dollars and some people saying, don't go to Hawaii, tourists stay out. And, of course, in Lahaina, that's exactly what the signs are saying, tourists stay out, because they want people there taking video with their iPhones and popping them out all over the place when this is a sad, terrible, terrible situation of identifying people whose families are lost and who can't find people. The historic buildings that were just burned to the ground and whatnot. And the people who have to seek shelter at the Maui High School, where that's what happened immediately. But if people don't come back to Hawaii, specifically Maui, there will be more and more losses that economically they can barely weather now. And as I mentioned, and knowing this area very well for the handful of times I've been there, there were certainly places that did not get hit. It was especially tough in that one particular historic town, but so many of the other areas were not hit, but they're getting hit by all of these cancellations. Spain, the winner of the Women's World Cup, what does that mean? There was some controversy attached to that. We're going to talk about that in the NFL coming up really soon, next in the Man Cave.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
This Dodger Stadium was flooded after Tropical Storm Hillary hit. There was no way they could have played baseball Sunday in L.A. I mean, it looked like there was nothing but water. It looked like a little mini castle, and there was a weird moat around it. It was very strange to see because the way the stadium parking lot was cut, the parking lot was completely flooded. Parts of the stadium had to deal with a little bit of water damage, but Chavis Ravine is intact. So they're going to get back to baseball, but you know, in the morning it looked great. But it was very strange to see it when the wall of water hit. Michigan suspended Jim Harbaugh. We'd be talking about this for three games to start the season. I mean, they're a contender. So he's not going to be on the sidelines for Michigan's non-conference schedule. That's East Carolina on the 2nd of September, UNLV September 9th, and Bowling Green September 16th. But will return for the Big Ten schedule, which is really what counts. He faced some punishment from the NCAA over the investigation into possible recruiting violations and misleading investigators. So that was what the deal was. He was going to be suspended because of that. Wow. College football, so close. And as we get ready for college football, and there's some interesting things that are happening with you know, different conferences, and then you talk about some of the toughest and weakest non-conference slates in this upcoming season and what it's going to look like come the end of the season when you talk about the big bowls and whatnot. But it's the best time of year. If you like football, this is the best time of year because everybody's a winner right now. Right? Everybody's a winner. But pretty soon that will change. So I've been going through the schedule. We're going to talk about that coming up next week and looking for some really good moments that are coming up. I mean, I can't even believe it. I can't believe that we're talking about football already. But I feel like a broken record. I say that all the time, don't I? Let's talk a little NFL. What's happening with the NFL? Same thing, obviously. There are some things that are emerging preseason. It's about these last couple of preseason games, and in the preseason, it doesn't count except for those that get some touches that may make teams that went into it not knowing if they would make a cut or not. So, like the Commanders just beat the Ravens, right? This just happened a couple hours ago, 29-28, and pretty high scoring. And what's significant there is that there was a couple of things you could see from some players who might end up barely eking in, right? So you look at what are the takeaways from preseason, and there was a slate of games over the weekend. Like on Saturday was a big night to watch. Maybe some regulars get a little touch time, I'll call it. And the game that I just talked about, the Ravens didn't even play starters, right? But it was still a good night for Sam Howell, the quarterback, 19 for 25, 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, after he was officially named the starter for week one. Washington's offense is going to have a lot to prove during the season. There's no question, about that. So then if we go to what happened on Sunday, the Saints beat the Chargers 22-17. You had the tropical storm, the earthquake that was dominating the headlines right before kickoff. You had the Saints tight end, my man Jimmy Graham, who sat out after the team said they thought he had a seizure on Friday night. That was scary. There were some other starters that were rested too. The game reps were split between a couple of quarterbacks, including Jameis Winston. The Saints struggled with penalties. This is like their Achilles heel. There's a few things that certainly need to be fixed there. They'll take on the Texans next on Sunday. That's an 8 o'clock kick Eastern. The Chargers, on their side of the ball, they sacked Jameis Winston. You're always looking for that. You're also looking to see what players may step up, and you think about Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, who are so key for them, but they're looking for the backup. So there were different combinations of guys who played. The Seahawks beat the Cowboys 22-14. If you look at the Seahawks, they play the Packers on Saturday coming up this weekend, a preseason game. The Cowboys, in the game they just played, it's obvious they don't have a lot of depth. That linebacker and the offensive line is something you got to look at, what's going to happen to that coming into the regular season. They're going to need some younger people to step up and fill some spots on defense, like Devin Harper and Jabril Cox, or else they're going to have to find some veterans to help the way it's looking for them. They take on the Raiders next on Saturday. Speaking of the Raiders, they beat the Rams 34-17. So Jimmy Garoppolo, is there a better opponent for him to make a Raiders debut against than the Rams? Garoppolo did one series as the starter, 68-yard touchdown drive in 9 plays in 5 minutes. Garoppolo kind of up and down in camp, but has been impressive because now they're getting ready for the regular season, and the high hopes are resting on his shoulders. Their next game, I already mentioned this, it's the Cowboys. So there you go. The Rams, you know, they don't have Aaron Donald, but they've got a rookie outside linebacker, Byron Young, who didn't play, but he, it looks like he's going to be something they're going to, somebody they're going to rely on and feel pretty good about. They're taking on the Broncos on Saturday. 49ers, Garoppolo's old team, beat the Broncos 21-20. Quarterback Brock Purdy made his first appearance in a game since he tore his right elbow on January 29th. He was so good, and he looked pretty good. 10 to 15 snaps against the Broncos. That's what they were looking for. 4 of 5 for 65 yards. Scrambled for 8 yards. Sacked once on a 10-play drive that ended with a field goal. But he got some contact out of the way, so that's all super, super good. They take on the Chargers, like I said, next. Biggest takeaway for the Broncos. Running back Javonte Williams returns to the lineup. He had a season-ending knee injury, if you remember, in week 4 last season. So tough. And this is Coach Sean Payton's team. So Payton is looking for some great things from Williams. Is going to have to rely on that. Kansas City, they won the Super Bowl last year. They took on the Cardinals, beat them 38-10. There's some things that they have to look at that are bright spots. It's like everything's coming up roses for the Chiefs, right? So they have a rookie, Rashee Rice, who caught 8 passes for 96 yards. He could be a threat for them. He's got the ability to make some big plays, especially run after the catch. For the Cardinals, they have a couple of holes that they're looking at, but Isaiah Simmons is kind of one of those works in progress. The former first-round pick transitioned to safety this season, struggling throughout his snaps on Saturday in the preseason game. But, again, it's preseason, so let's see what happens when you get back to the real stuff. They take on the Vikings next on Saturday. The Titans beat the Vikings, speaking of the Vikings, 24-16. Malik Willis got the start, played the whole game except for 2 snaps when wide receiver Mason Kinsey came in. Will Levis suited up but was not available to play. He had a back injury, a lower body injury, really. So that made a difference for the Titans. For the Vikings, boy, oh boy, they are looking at a couple of different things. Their offensive line, they're worried about what's going to happen with their offense. They're worried about the offensive line a little bit. Sacks that were given up, some sloppy penalties. So that's going to be a concern for them. That's some of what happened as far as preseason games are concerned. It's going to be fun to watch the rest of the way. Got a couple of great authors coming up as we shut the door to the man cave. Congratulations to Spain. They beat England in the World Cup 1-0.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. Elon Musk's social media platform X could face massive fines in Europe over claims the platform does little to police the spread of disinformation. On Monday, the European Union announced it would begin a first-ever investigation under the newly instituted Digital Service Act. EU investigators will also heavily scrutinize X's recently loosened restrictions on users' blue check verification markers. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm thrilled to take you to Australia for a conversation with Rum Charles. He is an author. He's written these fabulous children's books, and I think he's going to write more and more and more, and I hope you just absorb these books. He is in Melbourne, Australia, right by Elwood Bay, or as he likes to call it, the beach. So we're kindred spirits in that way. As you all know, I talk about that often. And he's got these books that so many of them focus in this one series on sharks, which everybody knows I'm fanatical about sharks and protecting sharks. So this is brilliant to have him on. The book we're going to talk about, Dad, There's a Hammerhead in the Shed. Is that just a great title? Rum, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, Kate.
Let's talk about how you, first of all, came up with this theme and this really series of books.
Well, the theme came from my original children's book, which is called The Sea Glass Witch. So I was walking along the beach one day, and I was had a girlfriend, and she was forever picking up sea glass. She'd always be stopping and picking up sea glass, and one day she stopped in front of me. I bumped into her, and I said to her, "You're like the sea glass witch, you are." And as the words came out of my mouth, I thought to myself, that's a really great title for a book. So the first children's book that I wrote a business book back in 2009, but the first children's book I wrote was 2020, and it was The Sea Glass Witch, and it was based on the fact that I had a girlfriend who was ever picking up sea glass. I did send her a copy of the book. She was most impressed. So that's how the first book came along. And in the Sea Glass Witch, I don't know if you know or your listeners know an Australian author. He's very famous. His name is Graham Bass. Do you know Graham Bass?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, he's a great author, and he's well known around the world for drawing Easter eggs of animals in his books. Like, you can look at a page of his book and you won't see that there are hundreds of animals in the pages until you look carefully. So I try to include a bit of an homage to Graham Bass by putting some secret characters into the Sea Glass Witch. And I put in some secret sharks, and there were three sharks. There's the pajama shark, there's the hammerhead shark, and there's a lemon shark. So the first in the series of books that I've written about sharks are taken from the Sea Glass Witch, which is the reason that you have Dad, There's a Hammerhead in the Shed. I mean, that's a great title, if you ask me. And then there's The Shark Who Needed My Pajamas, which is based on the pajama shark. And then a book that's just come out, actually, and is available on Amazon, is Dad, Are Lemons Bitey? And that's about lemon sharks. There's another couple of books that are coming as well, which is The Unexpected Nurse, which is about a nurse shark. And then there's also a nervous shark. So Vanessa gets to hang out and play with a nervous shark as well. So there are five books in this set, in this series, about sharks.
And, you know, it's interesting. There is a fascination, I think, that lots of us have with sharks. What do you chalk that up to?
I think that sharks are one of those mythical creatures where we like to be slightly scared and in awe of animals at the same time. So I think that sharks really got a bad rap in my view, but also were brought to international attention in the 70s with the movie Jaws. So, I mean, if you go dum 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 dum, everybody knows and sees a shark and feels a shark in their bones. So I really feel that human beings have a love-hate relationship with sharks. But I think we need to respect them more, we need to love them more, we need to nurture them more, and we need to stop killing them. So a big part of my books is to introduce people to sharks as friendly creatures who live in this little girl's imagination and in her house as well.
Yeah. So in the book, Dad, There's a Hammerhead in the Shed, tell us about the storyline there.
Well, the storyline for Dad, There's a Hammerhead in the Shed is based on when my daughter Vanessa was very little, she would always have imaginary friends. Okay, I'd walk into a room and she'd be talking to someone. I'd sit down and she'd say, "You just squashed my friend," or she'd be asking me to play these various games or do different things. I spent a lot of time on the phone to Barbara Millicent Roberts, also known as Barbie. So I'd be making phone calls to Barbie and we're arranging tea parties and, you know, go to my fellow Australian, Margot Robbie, who gets to play Barbie. So with this particular book, what happens is that Vanessa goes into her dad's shed and behind the door is a hammerhead shark. Now, in all the shark books, you never see the father. You hear his voice, but you never see him, because as we all know as adults, the minute an adult goes into a room where an imaginary friend is, the imaginary friend disappears. So the dad's in the house. In this case, he's doing the family laundry. Okay, so he's doing the laundry, and Vanessa shouts from the shed. She goes, "Dad, there's a hammerhead in the shed." And he goes, "Of course, that's where they live." But he's thinking about a hammer and a hammerhead from one of his tools, and she's seeing a hammerhead shark. So the hammerhead shark's in the shed because he's trying to get a nail out of his nose. And Vanessa calls back to her dad and says, "Dad, how'd you get a nail out?" And he says, "You could try a claw." And the hammerhead says to Vanessa, "Well, I've tried that, but lobster didn't like it because of the claw on the lobster." Dad says you can use a spanner, and she tries a spanner crab. I don't know if you have those in America, but in Australia, we have wonderful spanner crabs, great eating as well. And so, so she uses a spanner crab. And then he says, "Have you used the other end have you used the other end of?" And really, really, truly, Dad, you know? And so she tries to use the tail. And obviously that doesn't work. And so eventually she finds a little hammer on the side of the bench and she manages to use the claw end of the hammer to get the nail out. And so her and the hammerhead are very, very pleased that, she's helped him to feel better. So in part, the book's about not being scared of things that are different to you. So she's not scared of the hammerhead. It's about helping the hammerhead. And the book has been reviewed by the U.S. Review of Books, and there's a beautiful quote which I'll give you actually from the book. It says, "This book is unique because the message about the power of perseverance, her perseverance echoes in a single line that embodies the book's entire theme. Let me try one more time." And that's the truth. So about Dad, there's a hammerhead in the shed. It's about Vanessa's resilience. It's about her willingness to try, her willingness to help, and her own imagination. So it's got a lot of imagination, but it's funny. The book's funny. So there's lots of laughs, not just for the child, but for the adult as well. I believe that if a book is to become a family favorite, the adult who's reading it is going to love it as much as the child.
Yeah, how fun was it for you to write these books? Because you have such a great imagination, and you nailed it. I mean, obviously, when you say that it's funny, there's a lesson, all of that. Was it fun to do this?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Without a doubt, writing these books is fun. I'm not done. I mean, I've done five, but there's a whole different set coming up called the Wobbegongs. I mean, there's a subset of sharks called Wobbegongs. I mean, say the word Wobbegongs, Kate.
Wobbegongs.
No, Wobbegong.
Wobbegong.
Yeah. Now you see, you can't say Wobbegong without laughing.
Yeah, Wobbegong.
Yeah, if you're in Radio Land and you're listening right now, say Wobbegong to a child and watch them laugh. So there's a whole set of books coming up called We Are the Wobbegongs and We're Coming to Town. So look, it's a lot of fun reading and writing these books. I look through and I see different shark names and I think, well, that's funny. I mean, Wobbegong's a funny word. A nurse shark is funny. So when the nurse shark comes because Vanessa's not well, one of the things we do there is that she uses coral, and she puts coral in Vanessa's mouth like a thermometer, because we all know with coral bleaching and global warming, when the coral goes white, it means that it's hotter. So therefore, there's a funny joke about the coral going white, which means that she's a little unwell. And she uses a sea sponge on her head because to keep her cool, and then she uses kelp bandages. And I hope, as I'm explaining it, your listeners can see in their mind's eye how funny that is, where you've got a little girl wrapped up with a sponge on her head and kelp around her, and they're testing her reflexes with a little hammerhead shark. So these books are endlessly entertaining for me to write, and I hope endlessly entertaining for you and the children to read.
Yeah, and you said it, you know, you talk about the power of perseverance overall, and you're explaining this quite well, but what do you really hope the takeaway is in the relationship with the books and the child, and really adults too as well?
Well, there's a few relationships, and there's a few things that I would like the adults and the children to take away. One of them is that Vanessa lives with her dad, so it's men can be primary caregivers. Dads can be as much fun and as useful and as good parents as mums. So I really want to give up, you know, to say that dads are really important in young people's lives as well as mothers. That's really important. These books are about, they're about sharks. Yes, they're about parenting, but it's also creating an intergenerational connection between grandparents, parents, and children. That's the particular message I'd like people to take away from my books.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. You can get all of these books, as Rum mentioned, on Amazon. Rum Charles, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you, and I hope to speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you to all your listeners.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is Can This Be Me? Time After Time. We have the author, Margaret Teagarden, with us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And what a story it is. And it will pull you in and pull you under, and you'll find out why I said that in just a second. Margaret, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
So tell me the road to writing this book. What made you write this story?
It's based on my real life. When I was young, my grandfather died tragically with a steam shovel accident, and my grandmother, my dad was the last of the family, and so she lived with us, and they were. We're from the far west in Pennsylvania, and so we were all country bumpkins, but that was okay because we had good life. But then I started having dreams, and then my dreams sometimes became nightmares, and then I thought about them, and then one day I just started writing some of my dreams and some of my thoughts, and Can This Be Me was created.
Wow. And so you decided, you know, everything that was filling up in your head, all those things that you had taken away, those voices, and putting them into this story. And you talk about the character you poured into the main character, Christy. So tell me about Christy, who had a happy life, grew up as a child, had these great memories, just like you're telling me about your life and telling the listeners. But then you're struggling to breathe. So tell us more about Christy.
Okay, well, Christy, Christy was in at a reunion or a big picnic, and she disappeared from the group, and she found that she was by a shallow creek, and she found that she was being pushed in the water, and her head was being held under. Well, by the time she was ready to submit to the struggle and she was to die, somehow she wound up with her body. She was sitting alongside the creek, and she was okay. She was, somebody revived her, and she was saved by an unforced hand that, and her father found her sitting on the bank, and just she was okay. But then she kept hearing these voices calling her, and she kept following the voices. They kept calling her, and everywhere that they called her to, took her to a destination that it would be very harmful. It would be even cost her her death. The whole purpose to the voices were to end Christy's life. And it was a force that she couldn't do anything. She couldn't reckon with them. So it was pretty much the near to her end. And then through the story, she went, when they called, the voices called her to different locations. She went into a trance-like state and was moved from one area in time to another. She went into at one point she wound up in the cobblestone pavement in like around London, around old England, and it was at that point in time, she was a man, and he was an unfortunate man. He lived in a stable, and the people made fun of her and for him. And when he passed, at his tragic death, she was transformed back into Christy. And as soon as his demise, Christy went back to her own life. So that happened several times through her life. Every time that she went into a different life, it was a different circumstances. Every circumstance was different, but they all ended up supposedly to be a tragedy. Christy was to die.
Wow, but Christy survives that, because, I mean, you're taking us on this journey, and people will find this out when they read your book, Can This Be Me, time after time. But we're talking about the paranormal. We're talking about being transported, seeing visions of someone's past life and death. And the deaths have to be tragic. You have to feel, I would imagine, Christy, the character in the book that's modeled after you in this novel, feels that pain and struggle. That's tough.
Yes, she felt all the pain. She struggled. She was tormented. It was a very, very tragic ending for the person who was in Christy's life at that time. But Christy always recovered back to be herself. Although that person at time died, the spirit remained back to Christy. It came back. So it was her spirit that was, the spirit was an earthbound spirit. The way I believe, or the way I see it, is that we all have a soul. And I don't want to go to any religious realms or anything like that. I just want to let everybody understand that, to me, we have one spirit. That spirit has a goal in its existence. Until you reach that goal, you keep coming back until you follow the goal that was your purpose in this spirit world. The soul that was with Christy was earthbound, refused to go into the spirit realm. It wanted to stay earthbound. So to stay earthbound, it had to get rid of Christy. Christy had to die for this soul to remain on the plane.
Wow.
On the earth. But it went over and over it several times. The area that it was portrayed in was in southwestern Pennsylvania. The tragic accidents and stuff that happened in my book. Everything happened in and around the Washington area and Pittsburgh area, Steel City. The final scenes were outside of the Fort Pitt Bridge, right over at the end of the bridge that was called the Bridge to Nowhere for a while, because it had no the diagram or anything hadn't been built yet for that bridge, so it was the Bridge to Nowhere for a long time.
Wow.
And, but anyway, at that point, that's how things were supposed to end, but it didn't end. To Christy, it ended, but then it took her into the heavenly realm.
Yeah. We don't want to tell everyone everything, but it is all about who pushed her to the creek, who's trying to drag her in deeper into the water, and who saved her just when the thread of her life was going to snap out. And when people read this book, Margaret, what do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take the fact that I am not a religious person. I do believe in the Almighty. And I know in my heart that no matter what happens in our lives, there is always a chance for miracles, and miracles do happen. And I want people to believe that there's not always an end to everything. If your faith is strong enough, you can pull through almost anything.
What a perfect place to end this. And again, Can This Be Me, Time After Time, Margaret T. Garden. You can get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Plus, she has another book, Waltz Through Eternity. You can pick that up, too, as well. Margaret, thank you.
Katie, you're very, very welcome. And it was such a pleasure to talk to you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.